Did you hear him talking about it on the radio? Did you try to read the writing on the wall? Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu.
Well, I hate to say it, but I've got this very uneasy feeling about what could happen here in the United States in November.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to this Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Got a lot of thoughts on my mind today, and I couldn't help but think as I try to analyze the news stories that I read each and every day that I share with you, the trend, the way things have had a tendency to work, and have reminded you so many times never to be overconfident that your side is going to win, especially in a very evil and distorted world like the one in which we live today. Those that would be called by, for lack of a better name, the globalist, the one world government, the one world religion types are never going to give up. They may go into hiding, they may duck out of sight for a little while, but they're still hard at work trying to achieve their goals on multiple fronts. And those fronts are environmental, division, the entire idea of this diversity, equity, inclusion, or should I say diversity, inclusion, equity, die. Companies die when they adopt this idiotic nonsense. And then many conservatives here in the United States are just saying, hey, we know it's bad, but we're going to fix it. It's going to be just fine. If we can get past, you know, July the 11th, the Trump sentencing day by the reprobate judge in New York, And if we can just get past a convention and get into the fall and a debate or two and the election, everything's going to be fine, Bob. Don't you understand? We're going to fix it this time. We really are. I heard that nonsense 4 years ago, and my spirit was troubled then. It's troubled again today. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I hope that I am. I really do. But I am not putting my hope and my confidence in an election. I just refuse to do it anymore. I've been voting for over 50 years, and I've been a regular conservative voter all those years. That's just the nature of who I am. Have we fixed it? With all the elections, you'd think by now, with all these great conservatives out there, we would have fixed the United States, you know, 25, 30, 40 years ago, but we didn't. And we're not going to fix it this election either, whether you think you can or not. Do not be deceived. In Psalm 146, we read these words in verses 3, 4, and 5. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, and he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Too many well-meaning Christians that I know, and I've met, and I talk to, many listeners to this radio program, They claim to be Christians, but they're putting too much of their hope, their family, and their future, everything, into the 2024 election. They put a lot of their hope in the 2022 election, and what did we get? Nothing. Just a little red puddle. A little pink puddle, not even red. 2020 was supposed to be a landslide victory. Don't you know he's going to get reelected just like Reagan did in 84, and it's going to be just happy days, and we're going to get the House and the Senate? What happened? None of it. None of it happened. Fake and phony prophets out there. Oh, man, I just got so tired of these idiots. I really did. Oh, yeah, Trump is going to be appointed at the last moment. I see the blue wave becoming red, and it's fake and phony prophets. And how many people people sent them money and believed in that false hope. Now, I don't want to depress you here. Don't get me wrong. I just want to put things into perspective. If you think because a Trump rally can have a great crowd in the Bronx or somewhere else or anywhere he goes, that the election is now in the bag. Just go back to 2020 when Joe Biden could get maybe nine people out there standing in circles. And the Trump rallies were full. Yet those on the left knew they had it in the bag. And they were about to, shall we say, snooker everybody again. And sadly, too many conservatives are busy on conservative websites and on Facebook looking at all the stuff they want to believe in, and they share it, and they don't realize they're being made to be fools. I see story after story, fake, phony, and fraudulent, and you pass it on because you don't check it out. Are we that gullible? I mean, I'm serious when I say that. I'm really deeply concerned. What is your hope in? Now, I'm going to preface, I've got a letter that came, an email, from a listener that raises some very good points. Do I agree 100%? Not really, but that doesn't make any difference. I pretty much agree with the sentiment. Let me preface this. I vote in virtually every election. Let me just be clear. I vote. It's my responsibility to do so. There have been rare times when maybe I was in the middle of a move and couldn't get registered in time because of a move that it didn't happen and they were off your elections. But I have voted for governor's elections, just pretty much every election out there, even some school board elections and oddball school bonding elections, because, you know, I knew better. Here's my point. When I vote, I am not voting, number one, for the head pastor of a church. So I'm not trying to find somebody that would be, quote, the ideal candidate for some church as a senior pastor. I'm not voting for a pastor. Even Jesus said you need to admire some of these people of the world and how cunning they are. And you ought to learn from them. And so when I vote, I look, it's really simple for me. And I don't care if it's a school board election. I don't care if it's president of the United States, a governor, a county council, county commission, what parish commission, whatever you call it where you live, some city government, doesn't matter. And I really spend the time to research each and every candidate because I think I should. I always make my decision based on this very simple formula, and I have for a number of years. Does this candidate, does this person pose any threat to my faith? In other words, are they going to be attacking my faith in Jesus Christ? Are they going to do things to harm or inhibit the work of my church? It's number one. Number two, where will their policies or decision have a negative impact on my family? In other words, grotesque taxes, making it hard to make ends meet? Will the school board try to get into all this transgenderism nonsense and push it on my grandkids now and great-grandkids? Back in the day, we didn't worry so much about things like that. I worried about the quality of education 30 and 40 years ago. Today, we have to worry about sexual molestation of and butchering of children with public schools wanting to hide gender transition and abortion from parents. That's what they want to do. So does this school board member, does this county council or commission member or whatever, does this person pose any kind of threat to the family? And last, how does this person impact the finances needed to survive and feed yourself and clothe yourself and have shelter? How negative an impact? Look, I know there are some things we have to fund. I get it. And lastly, when you consider the three above, you know, the idea of faith, my family, and finances, what about the overall quality of life that we are left with because of their decisions? Will crime be better? In other words, will we have less crime in our communities? Will we be safer and more secure? And so these are the things that I vote for. I don't worry so much about someone's personal moral failings, as long as those personal moral failings are not being imposed upon me, my family, my church, or anybody else. This guy wrote, and I'm just going to kind of paraphrase bits and pieces. Why are so many who claim Christ and then bring rallying accusations against those they oppose act in the same manner towards them? And he said, and I'm trying to understand which program he listened to or if he misunderstood what I said, but he said, as I listen to the start of today's program, and I'm thinking it was probably maybe Mondays, the mentioning of the Founding Fathers, why? Well, I mention them only because of the nature of our nation, and this person points out, and correctly so, how many were deists, how many were Masons and other things and not really Christians? A lot of them, I know that. He points out this nation was founded on the love of money, and its time is fading, and I agree on that too. What preserved, and let me just say this, what preserved America, you had this strange mixture, I believe, back in the 1700s. The United States was a resource-rich colony for England, and it had no say-so in its day-to-day affairs. And of course, you get the opportunist, you get the entrepreneur, they would like to be able to make a living and money, and so the idea of a nation that is built on, you know, capitalism, not a bad thing, not a good thing, it's just a thing. And so we became a nation. Yet some of those people that helped found this nation also had a great respect for freedom, freedom of expression, freedom of religion. You know, when they first wrote the Constitution and ratified it, there was some dissent. And that's why there is the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. It would never have been ratified without them. It had to be enshrined. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to keep and bear arms, and on it goes. Search and seizure, which has been violated tremendously by this federal government of late. It was also said that this kind of a strange government that we have in the United States would never fly without people that are Christians. It doesn't work. You have to be basically a moral society for this kind of government to work, or the opportunity for cheating and being evil is just too great a temptation. And I think that's proven itself to be true, especially in the last 50 years. And, you know, so he makes the statement, he said, and as for Trump, we must weigh his lifestyle and existence. Well, not really. That's what I just said. I'm not going to get into his personal life. How does his personal life impact me? We know from his prior time in office, it doesn't. And as I said, if I was voting for the head pastor of a church, he wouldn't make the list. But I'm not voting for the head pastor of a church. I'm looking for the individual, and look what's out there. What are you going to vote for? What's out there? You know, you're going to vote for Robert F. Kennedy? You're going to vote for Biden? You're going to vote for one of the, you're going to vote for the gay libertarian? That's all you got out there. So who are you going to vote for? Nobody? If you vote for nobody, you could, then don't blame or complain or just shut up and sit down. If you don't vote, don't say a word. I don't want to hear from you anymore. You either you vote or you shut up and you sit down. I'm sick of these people going, I'm not going to vote until I get the perfect candidate. Well, this world will be going to hell in a handbasket pretty dang quick if you don't get in there and do your part. And that's been part of the problem with some Christians. They will not vote. They will not be heard. They're too busy hiding in the four walls of their church. Too lazy and too self-minded to even share the gospel outside of the four walls. So no, I'm not going to be that concerned. But he does raise another question in this, in his email. And like I say, I have to differentiate what I'm voting for. You know, let me put it another way. If I have a issue with my home and I need a plumber, I'm going to try to find the best plumber I can get to fix my problem. I would rather have a plumber with integrity, at least in his trade, who maybe, you know, doesn't have the, shall we say, the highest moral standards, than having a so-called Christian plumber that doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, when you go to get your car fixed, do you ask, is the mechanic a Christian? I only want Christians working on my car. How many of you do that? Or do you say, is this a decent mechanic? Can the guy fix my car? Are they honest enough? Do they have enough integrity in their work? And so when it comes to things like voting, you have to look at it this way, like it or not. The early church had to look at it this way. This individual closed his note, and on this I agree. All these things, as he said, must come to pass. You know, when you look at the look, our nation is already condemned and judged. Whether you want to believe it or not, this election will not fix it. It's not going to stop God from judging this nation. Our judgment has already been secured. It's just a matter of when and how fast we get there. God knows when that day is going to be. I don't. So in the interim, we just do the best that we can with what we have to work with. I'm not thrilled about some of the candidates that I get to vote for. I can think of a lot better, but it is what it is. And I'm not going to sit home and say, well, that candidate wasn't so perfect for me, so I'm going to sit home and just let the world go to hell. Idiot. Those are people that say that are total morons and idiots. And if you're one of those kind of people, turn this radio program off because you're too stupid to comprehend what I'm telling you. I'm being honest with you. You're a drag on society, and you're probably the same kind of idiots that post garbage on Facebook that you never vet out, that ends up being untrue, and you look like a moron. I mean, you're the same group. He says, may you return to that great commission and less on the fantasy of this nation and Satan's greatest stroke of genius. The Constitution be allowed to fall softly dead. Now, the only thing I'm going to disagree with, this Constitution as written and amended initially will work wonderfully for a godly and moral people. We've known that for a long time, but we've never really been a fully godly and moral people. Now, up until maybe the 1960s, we at least kind of pretended we were. You didn't have men just cursing on the streets in front of kids. There was a modicum of decency within people, not always that great. But at least there was some. And that's why we survived as long as we have. Sure, the globalists, they've been working their way into this government for 100 years. Maybe more, since going back to Woodrow Wilson, it became super evident by then. It'd been going on since the 1800s, but it was like it was completed. Federal Reserve, yeah. And everything that happened under the Woodrow Wilson administration to make us a global power, the income tax, all of it, greed finally took over. And the people were, you know, duped into believing a lie and voted in allowed the income tax and all to happen as a constitutional amendment. And then the power and the protection of the local states was ripped away, too, in the 17th Amendment. The direct election of senators. Because, see, the senators were initially, maybe you don't know this, but you need to. Up until the time of Woodrow Wilson, senators were appointed by their state legislatures to do the bidding of the state, to be the firewall in the federal government so the states would not be trampled upon. And once they became a national election and money could come in from any other state, you can see the results. That's how you get the kind of senators we have today. And some of them are pretty corrupt because they're funded by money from every place but their own state. They're agents of corporations and agents of a party, and they have no allegiance of any kind to their state government. So there's no firewall. That's why this federal government has grown like a behemoth. And it's an evil beast, I think, to this day. I mean, look, our federal government inherently is evil. And so as I look at the presidential prospects, yeah, I know the womanizing man that has an ego is probably the safest bet, because he's been so attacked by the globalist. I think that unless we're being really duped, he's going to fight back. And trust me, what I was saying before, don't think it's in the bag. Remember, they put together 4 cases to try to knock him down and get a conviction, knowing that one would work, and the one in New York did. Of course, the judge had to break every ethical rule to do it. Not that the media will ever tell you that. It's like a jury of his peers. Yeah, a bunch of Manhattanites, hand-selected. Someone pointed out the other day, not one of the jurors has spoken to anybody, which is unusual. That tells me something. No, I don't put my trust in princes or the sons of men, politicians or agencies. I don't. But I do know that I have a responsibility to give unto Caesar that which belongs to Caesar, and give unto God that which belongs unto God. And so this individual is right if he hadn't detected it, this gradual shift away from trying to extol the virtues of the United States. This country is no longer virtuous. I'm sorry, but it isn't. All I'm trying to do is protect the little corner of the world in which I live. That's the best any of us can do with what we have today. You have, I think, the ingredients coming together again to stuff the ballot boxes. So don't count on this election, my friend. If you do, you're going to be sorely disappointed. What is your plan? If we lose, let's say the Democrats win the House and the Senate here in the United States completely. And let's say Biden or whatever stooge they put in after him is the president. And we now have all these new voters that'll come in permanently it's over. It's the end. It's not going to get better. It will just be descending into hell. And that's why I've been telling the church, why are you not doing your job? Why are you not sharing the gospel? Why are you so into yourselves? And why are so many people that claim the name of Christ too lazy to get their fannies out of bed and even go to church? How many of you good Christians that are Bible believers were at Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever, Best Buy, I don't care, found your way there, but you couldn't find your way to church? Oh, Bob, it was just a rough week. I needed to sleep in. Well, sleep in some other day. Take a day off work. Why is it you take a day off from God? I mean, I'm getting a little tired of this. If you're that tired, then find another job or take a day off. But I can't do that. No, you're not putting your trust in God. You're putting it in men, institutions, corporations, all of it. I didn't think I'd be talking this long on this topic, but what I said had to be said. Too many of you are putting your trust in the wrong thing. And too many don't even know how to put trust in the right thing, because you're just a Christian in name only. I went to church occasionally. I really don't pay attention. Or my church has got great music, but I never get a message. There's a lot we're going to talk about probably tomorrow in that regard. Now, as I am preparing this program, we are also preparing, my wife and I, to head out of state for a few days. I got some news the other day about a good friend of mine. He's also a fellow clergyman. He's the guy that got me to go into the ministry. He really pushed me. This is 30 years ago. He's a little bit older than I am, has a big family, and sadly and tragically, he lost one of his sons a few days ago. And I know that he is just brokenhearted, his wife and the rest of the family. And I'll be conducting the funeral. And, you know, for me right now, if I hadn't had this recent surgery, this would be real easy. But, you know, it's hard for me to travel. My wife will have to do part of the driving, even though it's not that huge of a drive. There's only so much I can do. And we're going to take an extra day in the process because I get worn out easy. And so I want to make sure that I'm at my best when I conduct this funeral. And also in that region, I've got a granddaughter and a daughter that don't live that far away, and I'll have a little opportunity to spend a little time with them, which I really want to do. I'm at that point in life that any opportunity to be with my family when I can and I can get away, yeah, I want to do it. I truly do. So keep me and my wife in prayer. We got so much to get done this week before we can leave, getting things ready at the church, because we'll get back Saturday night and I won't have time to prepare anything for Sunday morning. So your prayers are coveted beyond words. I mean, truly coveted beyond words. This is a reminder when I think of this situation, and I don't want to get into any of the details. It's a sad story. Even in some of the great Christian homes where kids are given every opportunity, there can be trials and troubles and tribulations. And this family's faith is now being put to a huge and massive test, and I understand that. And I was awake a good chunk of last night thinking, what words can I share? And I'm just dry at the moment. I'm going to have to trust God. I can't trust psychologists and even my, back in the day, I was a hospice chaplain. None of it's going to make any sense. Parents should never be burying their children. And understand that this guy that died is 43. It's going to be tragic all the way around. And like I say, it's going to be a difficult time. So your prayers are appreciated, not so much for me, but for that family, as my wife and I will make the trip and spend a little time and trying to be prepared and do what has to be done and get back and then back at it again Sunday and then back on the radio with you on Monday into like we normally are. I've been saying this now for several weeks, and I want to make sure you thoroughly understand this, that there is no question in your mind. Where is my heart? Where is your heart today when it comes to the things of God, His church? I've got, you know, here I am pushing 70, and I need younger people behind me that can do some of this work, because I'm beginning to burn out a little bit. Plus, fighting the health issue that I have doesn't make it any easier. Now, I get some help, but when it comes to how many people are answering the call that God has given them, I think a lot of people, well, Bob, I'd like to, but I can't, but we're going to have to talk about that probably tomorrow and into next week. There's some things you need to understand. And I think a lot of you are not taking God's call in your life serious. Look, I'm going to say it. You can say, Bob, oh, no, we're going to get it fixed in November. No, we're not. Even if Trump gets elected, the powers that will try to destroy him and this nation are just going to redouble their effort. It's not going to stop. It's not going to get fixed. Don't be deceived. We are heading for a day of judgment. The Bible has made it clear. You're not going to undo what the Bible says is going to be done. Now, do you believe in this ministry? If you do, we could really use your support as as we are going to be running out of the month of June. And I'd like to continue on shortwave radio, particularly WTWW, and it's going to take your help to do it. You can visit the website truth2ponder.com, truth, and that's the numeral, or number2ponder.com, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, 24319. That's 24319. I'll give all that information again on the other side of this break. So stay with us, and we will be right back.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The city and the dead. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. If you go to an ancient Jewish city in Israel, you'll notice something. The graves are almost always outside the city. Why? The Jewish people were to have nothing to do with death. The dead were placed outside the camp in the wilderness, outside the cities in the promised land, always outside. But in Mark 5, you read about the demoniac, the man who was possessed. Where did he hang out? He hung out by the graves, by the dead, by the unclean. This guy lived by that. You can go and see that place today. Now, when he got delivered of that demon, he moved away from the graves and he lived with the living. So that was the thing. When he was a demoniac, he couldn't tell the difference between the dead and the living. See, before you knew the Lord, you could hang out with the dead. You could live in dead places, handle dead things, talk about dead things, think about dead things. But once you're saved, you got to leave the dead things and get into life. See, one of the signs of being saved is that you can distinguish between the living and the dead. You see, when you were dead in sin, you couldn't tell either. But when you put away that dead thing, when you get saved, you leave it. So if you're saved now, you cannot still be handling dead things anymore. Gossip is a dead thing. You can't touch it. That old sin, it's a dead thing. That old indulgence, a dead thing. That old lust is a dead thing. That envy, that habit is a dead thing. That addiction's dead. That idolatry is dead. That selfishness is dead. It's dead. You can't have anything to do with it because you're not dead. You're a child of God. You're alive. So put away that dead thing, that dead habit, that dead sin, that dead, whatever it is. Get out of that tomb and start living because God has called you out of the tomb into the land of the living, into life. Want more? Ask for Moses is dead. Well, just his body. Anyway, listen, on CD. How'd you like to be faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to just move mountains? You can. Sapphire is the super spiritual supplement to turn your walk into a super life with God, plus the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD, only place you can get it. How do you get this all free? Easy. Just remember Yeshua, Jesus' real name, and you dial it. So to receive your free gifts, just call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. And I invite you to join me in the Great Commission to bring salvation back to God's ancient nation, Israel, and to reach millions of unreached peoples around the world on 5 continents. It's amazing. It's the farthest way you'll ever impact the world with spreading the gospel. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. We can write me direct. Just write to the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. That's the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, be alive, my friend, in Messiah. Shalom Aleichem in Yeshua, the Messiah Jesus, Sar Chaim, the Prince of Life.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of our Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Now, I'm going to give you the mailing address and website address again in just a moment. I'm going to give you a little time to find something to write on if you hadn't done it yet. But I want to share a couple of thoughts. You know, for those that listen as a podcast, I generally give each episode a title. And if you look, you'll see the title, you'll see a little brief write-up about the program. And the title of this program was, you know, is it Deja Vu All Over Again? And I remember the late, great baseball Hall of Famer, Yogi Berra, who had that saying, yeah, it feels like Deja Vu All Over Again. And I really believe that what we're seeing today, and I'm warning you, don't get your hopes too high, because you could get snookered like 4 years ago and 2 years ago. I mean, I listen to people writing me letters saying, Bob, we're going to have this super red wave in 2022, and we're going to have the House and the Senate, and it's all done. Well, it didn't happen. 2020, I heard the same thing. Heard the same thing in 2018. I mean, over and over and over again, I keep hearing this. And now there's this tiny majority in the House. Give me a break. It's not much. A few votes. I really believe that even many conservatives are fakes, phonies, and frauds. They're swamp creatures. They play the loyal opposition, which is why I don't put all my trust in politicians and institutions and governments. I mean, most governments and empires, you know, decay over time. And the United States, sorry to tell you, is no different. Europe used to be the bastion of, you know, Christianity. Today, it's the bastion of Satanism, as far as I'm concerned. And some pretty evil people to boot. Once again, keep my wife and I in prayer. We'll be leaving in the night shortly to head out to out of state, to South Carolina in this case. And so we need your prayers. Okay, mailing address and website address. Our website address is truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. There you can find out where to listen, how to hear it as a podcast, and even how to support this program. By the way, we use Give, Send, Go, and the link is right there at the website under support. And we've had no trouble at all with Give, Send, Go. I've been actually quite pleased for the past couple of years. If for some reason you need or have to use PayPal, let me know, and I can give you an address and a way to use PayPal. I just generally don't like to use it, but I will, and I have for those that need to. And the mailing address is, you make the check payable or money order to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowee, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, and the zip code is 24319. That zip code again, 24319. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, and the zip code 24319. Now, with us getting ready to get out of town, my wife and I have a tremendous amount of things to get ready. A lot of things that I need to get ready for the church this Sunday. So Jim Calhoun is going to fill in for part of the program so I can get this other work done. So Jim, the microphone is yours.
Thanks, Bob, and it's great to be back on Truth to Ponder. Well, just like my other segment, I've been out baling hay in over 100-degree weather on old antique tractors that have no air conditioner cabs. And so my voice is going to be a little bit strained today from the dust and the pollen, and also the massive amount of heat that I had to go through all day. But such is the life when you're trying to harvest hay, especially when you do it very old school like I do. I see people all day drive up and down the road with their tractors that have air conditioning, and they're out getting more done in 2 hours than I do in 4 or 5 days. But those people are heavily in debt, and I'm not, so there's a payoff there somewhere. I want to thank Bob Bierman for allowing me to speak to you today. It's always a pleasure being on Truth to Ponder. Well, today I'm going to be talking about the massive double standard. And the catalyst for this is Hunter Biden, who gets criminally convicted on gun charges. An illegitimate Joe and his elderly abusing wife came out and had a statement how proud they are of their son. We're proud he's a convicted felon. Whereas 2 weeks ago, they treated Donald Trump like he was Adolf Hitler. And their own son gets caught red-handed and convicted on felony gun charges. But that's all right. They're just picking on poor Hunter. Hunter Biden is an absolute stain on humanity. He's horrible. And his parents are horrible. They're horrible as parents, and they're horrible to be in government. These people should be nowhere near a position of power. But yet, there they are. But you notice Hunter Biden got charged and convicted on gun charges that are felonies. Well, I thought he was a good old Democrat. Don't Democrats hate guns? Can't you see the double standard? You have all these leftists that are going out and trying to protect Hunter Biden on the felony charges and conviction of him falsifying gun records. These are the same people that want to confiscate your gun and my gun. These are the same people that claim to hate guns. Guns should never be in the hands of anybody other than the people they think should have them, such as police and other law enforcement, military. But you see, Hunter Biden's protected class. He's one of the elites. If that thing that's called Hunter Biden is an elite, I'll be happy being my lowly little peon self any day, because Hunter Biden is a train wreck. He's absolutely horrid. But you notice that the media is pretty well silent about this Democrat that was buying guns. These people are just so disingenuous. The news media, they couldn't tell the truth if they wanted to anymore. Everything they do is either half-truth or an omission or a downright lie. All across the board. Doesn't matter if they're CNN or Fox. It doesn't make any difference. You have someone like Alex Jones that they claim he did some things to the Sandy Hook families, which I've looked into that far enough. I know he didn't do any of this. But yet, they're trying to break him, and they want him to pay over $1 billion in damages, where every night on the news, as far as the mainstream news, they do more damage than Alex Jones ever thought of doing. And yes, Alex Jones did make some comments, but he did not make them towards the family, and he didn't tell anyone to go harass the family. All the things that they said in his quote-unquote trial, and do you realize that the trial was already over for him before it started? Alex Jones had to start with the sentencing phase, not a trial phase whether he was guilty or not, because the judge just proclaimed him guilty. And there was nothing that Alex Jones could do or say in his defense. So even if you don't like Alex Jones, you have to understand that they're setting all sorts of precedences and examples that are just totally wrong for the United States. And if they can do that to Alex Jones, they can do that to Bob Bierman or me or you. Alex Jones is going to end up losing everything, but he's not going to lose his dignity, I do believe. I think he's going to keep that intact. But a lot of things that he held very dear to him, he had to sell. And he's in bankruptcy, and every few days there's talk that he's going to have to close down. And they say that he's spreading disinformation. Well, I heard NBC and CBS and all these other alphabet news organizations, they lied about the COVID vaccine being safe and effective, and that it was actually a vaccine. They killed more people and ruined more lives with their reporting of this false narrative than Alex Jones could do in 10 lifetimes. But yet they're protected. The double standard is just so wrong. If your name is Hillary Clinton, you can get by with all the things that you got by with when you were First Lady of Arkansas, when your degenerate husband Bill was governor. And Bill Clinton got away with everything. Hillary gets away with everything. I'm one of those that really looked into Vince Foster's quote-unquote suicide. And there was no way that Vince Foster died a natural death. No way. Too many things don't add up. Then you have all these different aides that have disappeared or died. And I remember there were some children in Mena, Arkansas, walking down an abandoned railroad track, and they had no clue that there was an airstrip that was flying in drugs into Arkansas, flying them in from Mexico. And apparently, the Clintons either were involved or they knew about this, And these young boys were murdered because they saw a plane land, and as the plane was coming in, they saw the boys on the track, and so they immediately went and murdered them because they didn't want the boys to go home and tell them they saw a plane land out there. There's such a double standard everywhere. I know that there is a good possibility that eventually the people that are, quote-unquote, the tolerant people are going to zero in on me. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon, but as they pick off the Alex Joneses and they go after the Bob Biermans or Hal Turners of the world, which I think possibly is next, well, I'm the next man up. So eventually, if things don't change, they'll get around to harassing me. But right now, I'm such a small fish that I don't think I'm on their radar quite yet. But even if I am on their radar, I'm not going to back down because someone has to stand up and say what needs to be said. The emperor has no clothes, folks. That's what needs to be said. Just like that old fable. Took a young, small boy to finally speak the truth. Now, I'm not a young, small boy, but I know when truth needs to be spoken. And we're in a lot of trouble. Our country, as founded, does not exist. We are not a country under the protection of God anymore. I would pray for that. I would pray that He would protect our country, but there's no way a just and righteous God can stand up and protect the butchery that abortion is, and the mocking and the persecution against God's children. There's no way He's going to bless that country that is so prevalent in promoting satanic different things like death cults and what have you. And so if God is a just and righteous God, there's no way that He's going to bless this country. Not until this country repents and turns from its wicked ways. That's what it's going to take. It's just like when Jonah was sent to Nineveh. You better repent or you're going to suffer God's judgment. And the United States finds itself in the same boat. But instead, we have churches that are flying rainbow flags. You have the Methodists and you have the Lutherans. And you have a whole bunch of mainstream different denominations get on the bandwagon for wokeness. And they say, well, God created the transgenders too. He wanted them that way. And any passage in the Bible that says men shall not lie with men and things unnatural like that are an abomination and they will not inherit the kingdom of God, that's in the Bible. They'll say, well, that's not supposed to be in there. Or how could that be in there when God is love? They've always got a comeback for everything. And so there's a lot of denominations that are living a double life or have a double standard. And I long for the days where a handshake would seal a deal, a person's word was their bond. I long for the day when someone would tell you they were going to do something and they actually did it. I long for the day that people would not be a thief. I know there's lots of people that would not be a thief as long as they know there's cameras on them. But if they don't think they're going to get caught, there's a lot of people tempted and they give in to their temptations and they put that thing in their pocket or throw it in their car, not realizing that they are being watched. God knows what's going on. He knows our heart. And I long for the day when people instinctively knew that, so they did the right thing. But we almost deify these people in pop culture that have nothing to do with Jesus. They hate God. A lot of them are actively worshiping Satan. And they say that on interviews. They say that during their concerts. There are different comedians that like to mock God, especially if they get an award. They'll go up and say, God had nothing to do with this. There are young women all over YouTube that are denouncing God, saying God's not real, God's fake. And the Bible clearly does say that because Jesus was despised, His followers would be as well. But just the amount of sheer hatred that is shown when someone says, Jesus loves you, the amount of hatred that that can espouse is amazing. And there are street preachers that are getting arrested for simply telling people Jesus loves you. And someone will call the cops. The cops will come and handcuff them and take them away. I've never seen this done, but I would be willing to bet that if someone would stand on the street corner and says, Satan loves you, that there would be nothing done. There would be no arrest. No one would be hauled off in handcuffs. Because that person could just say, freedom of religion. I'm out here practicing my religion. It's Satanism. And with the double standard we have, I would imagine that the law enforcement officer would say, okay, I'm not going to infringe on your rights. Go ahead. But if he goes a block down and someone says, Jesus loves you, well, we're getting complaints. You better stop. What? Stop telling people that Jesus loves them? Well, that's what God put on my heart to do today. I'm going to go out and tell people that Jesus loves them. All right. Give me your hands. They arrest them and pat them down and treat them like hardened criminals. But yet, they would let the Satanists go. I have no doubt. That's because there's orders from on high, and I'm talking about corruption. I'm talking about the corrupt government. Persecute, harass, mock, shun everything Christian. And it's getting to the point where I would imagine that if you would ask law enforcement officers that are over a certain age, they would predominantly be Christians. But I would imagine that the younger ones predominantly are not. I had an old retired policeman tell me that the people they used to drum out of the academy because they were unfit to be police officers, he said those are the type they're recruiting today. He said people like me, we'd be the ones drummed out because they want a new breed of law enforcement officer. They want someone that's going to take orders, even if it's anti-God or anti-life. They just want somebody that will take orders and obey. Obey the satanic orders that they get. And you might say, well, what satanic orders do police get? I know it's old history, but look at Waco, Texas, and what happened to the Branch Davidians. If you don't think that is not government overreach, I don't know what is. And what about Ruby Ridge? And those are older examples, and there's plenty of newer examples out there as well. Hunter Biden can be convicted, and we're proud of him. Poor Hunter. Donald Trump gets convicted in a kangaroo trial with a kangaroo court with a judge that should never have been sitting and listening to this case, a case that should have never, ever gone to trial. Laws were invented and so they could prosecute Trump. And that's okay. But poor Hunter, he's the most upstanding citizen of the year, old Hunter. He always gives the big guy 10%, so that makes him a good son. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of the double standard. And I even see it here locally. I know a lot of people, if you have the wrong last name or you live on the wrong side of the tracks, all of a sudden you don't get the job or you don't get the contract. A lot of that's always gone on. A lot of people are discriminated against every day. But right now we have wholesale just in your face, corruption, double standard. I don't know how many tiers of justice we have in our system, but it's not just two. It's multi-tiered. And I know that if you're poor and broke and have no land, have no home, your rights don't mean near what the rights of someone that's the wealthiest person in town has. The wealthiest person in town make sure their rights are never trampled, that people kind of go along with them no matter what they do. Where the poorest person in town gets their rights trampled every single day. Because, as Donald Trump says, the system is rigged. And it's rigged against the poor people, it's rigged against the common man and the common woman. And what we can do about this double standard is to point it out and to not live in that system. Every day I get more clarification of what God meant when he said you could live in this world, but don't be of the world. Every day that becomes more clear. And living with this double-tier system of justice, I would call it non-justice, that's being of this world. I don't accept it. I don't agree with it. I think that so many things are broken. And so I just concentrate on the kingdom of God and my Heavenly Father, where there is no corruption, where there is no chaos. I think mankind has blown it since mankind was created. And I don't think mankind is ever going to truly wake up, not en masse. I think that's why the Bible talks of a remnant. I think the remnant is wide awake, knows what's going down, and God is putting together his remnant, so you need to be in prayer about that. Folks, we live in such a crazy world, and if we try to make sense of it, we're just going to go crazy along with it. So just try to make sense of what God wants you to do and how your life should be. Keep glorifying your Heavenly Father, worship him, obey him. Let this crazy world pass away, because it's going to. Not only do you know that instinctively, the Bible does claim that. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. And so all this old is going to pass away. It's unfortunate that so many people are going to pass away with it, but I think it's their choice. I honestly do. Well, I hope that the right ears heard this show today. I always appreciate coming on and being a part of Truth to Ponder. So I want to thank Bob Bierman for allowing me to speak to you today. And until next segment, everyone, stay well, stay strong, stay in prayer, and never forget, replace fear with faith. Now back to Bob.
Well, thank you, Jim, for helping me out today. My good friend, Jim Calhoun, who has been one of those faithful people during this journey, especially with the health issues, and sometimes I can't get all the programs done. He's been doing this for free. None of us here at Truth to Ponder get paid, just so you know, and it's just me and when Jim helps. So we don't have any staff here. There is no payroll. There's none of that. When we come to you asking for financial help, it's to keep the radio program on shortwave radio. I'm retired and my basic needs are taken care of. I don't need to do this. The same with my church. I don't get a paycheck from the church. I have no desire to. I hope someday the church can pay the pastor that will eventually replace me. But right now, I just am thankful that I have the talents and ability to do it. Some days it's not as easy. But right now, we do need your financial help. You can visit our website, truth2ponder.com. You can support us from there. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie, 24319. And we will be back with the weekend edition tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.